Good evening. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and I'd like to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll now continue on to the roll call.
Commissioner Goodman?
Here.
Commissioner Peck?
Present.
Commissioner Gray?
Present.
Commissioner Muir?
Present.
Commissioner Freeman?
Here.
Thank you. We will now continue to public forum. Are there any public comments?
We have no speaker slips at this time.
Okay. Thank you. And do we have any amendments or adjustments to the agenda?
No amendments or adjustments. Okay.
So I believe our next item is item A, the selection of chair and vice chair.
Well, good evening, all, and congratulations on your first meeting here. So what we're going to do at the first meeting of each year, we'll select the chair and the vice chair. Since this is the first meeting of the Library Advisory Commission, we're going to be nominating a chair. There's no need for a second. I'm going to ask for a nomination for a chair. Somebody raise your hand, nominate. If you want to nominate somebody else, nominate when I ask. At the end of that, I'm going to ask for a vote. And then after that, we're going to go ahead and nominate the vice chair in the very same manner. So at this time, do I have a nomination for a chair? Can you put your mic on, please?
Oh, there's a switch and a button. Oh, right. Okay. So somebody on this commission, I noticed, is on the board of the Water Sustainability.
No, I'm on the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board.
Regional Water Quality Control Board. Yes. There we go. So I just want to make sure, are you interested in doing this?
I can.
I nominate Jane Gray.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Freeman. I will accept if my colleagues will accept as well.
Okay, do I have any other nominations? With that, can we have a vote to nominate Jane Gray for the chair?
All in favor?
Audio?
Aye.
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 Thank you for your support.
Okay, we're going to do the very same thing for the vice chair. So do I have a nomination for the vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Jay Freeman so that we have some Ivy representation on this commission.
I'll second that.
Okay, can I have a vote? Are there any other nominations for a vice chair? Hearing none, can I have a vote to nominate Jay Freeman for vice chair?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that takes care of that. That was easy.
Okay, then we will go on to item B, the director's report.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to start with statistics, and we're always going to be a month behind here because our meetings generally fall the first couple of days in the month. So statistic-wise, we will always be 2 months sort of behind. So in February, we circulated 50,027 items. This was an increase of 11.1% over February 2018. This is the largest increase we've seen in quite some time. And this is physical circulation only. This does not include our downloadables. 20,578 people visited the library in February. Goleta patrons borrowed 5,375 items from other libraries in black gold. And we loaned 3,938 items to patrons from other libraries in black gold. This means we're beginning to see real progress in balancing out the number of items that we are borrowing, which is always quite high, and the number of items that we are lending out, which has historically been low, about 2,000 items lower than the items that we borrow. Now we've got the balance down to 1,400 items, so we're hoping to continue to see progress there.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Could you explain a little bit in greater detail what the increase of 11% can be attributed to?
We just seem to be busier. We've got more patrons. We're getting the word out through some of the various grant efforts that we are doing that I will talk about later. I think that we're starting to get library cards in the hands of all the children in the district. So I think there are a number of factors. And I also believe that the fact that we're now managing our own library, we've been able to make small changes that our patrons have requested that have resulted in better service. So we're seeing higher usage.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that I've seen a lot more circulation of Facebook, posts and things that come home from school. So I just commend you on the efforts there, because it's really wonderful to see the library out there for kind of front and center with amazing programs. So
great.
Thanks.
What was the circulation of the downloadables?
I don't have that number for you, but I will put that on future reports. We get that number from Black Gold. I'm not sure if they give that to us monthly, but I can at least get that to you on a quarterly basis. I would also say that one factor for the increase in the circulation would be that we have changed our purchasing strategy, and I'll go into that a little bit later as well. Are there any other questions on statistics?
I was wondering, you have the increase of 11% over last year. Is there a 10-year trend? Is your circulation increasing steadily? Has there been dips and bumps? Or
actually, it had been going down in small increments for the last couple of years that we were under Santa Barbara's administration. This current year, since July, since we've taken over, it's been pretty static. It's just started to show small increases in the last couple of months, but this was a huge increase for us. Yes.
Do you have any information on how far people are traveling to get to the library?
We do not. We know that people with Santa Barbara library cards use us. We know that people with Solvang and Buellton library cards use us, obviously Goleta. It's very difficult to track that in our circulation system, exactly where people are from. We can track, I believe, what their card ownership is, whether they're part of the Santa Barbara library system or whether they're part of, say, Lompoc library system. But exactly where they are is more difficult to break down in our ILS system.
When people get a library card, do they list an address, like a mailing address?
They do. But the ILS system that we have is not, it's limited in its capacity for searching the categories that it's searchable. We can search by zip code. And there are other searchable aspects, but it's not the most granular system. Okay. We've been working on new goals for the library as the city is working on its strategic plan. Staff spent much time working on the library budget for fiscal year 1920 and 2021. One of the grants that we received this past year is a Book to Action grant. This slide is incorrect. We've actually handed out over 260 copies of the book Ocean Country to our library users. And some of the activities involved with this grant, which is from the California Center for the Book, It's a grant that is based on community reading a book, having a book discussion about it, and then culminating in some sort of social action activity. So we've already had the book discussion and an adult craft. We have the author is coming to speak this Saturday from, I believe it's 3 to 4. I hope you can all make it. It's going to be really wonderful. She's a very compelling speaker. And we have more presentations coming up. You can see on the screen. It will culminate on World Ocean Day, June 8th, with a volunteer beach cleanup day at Haskell's Beach. And we're working with the Coastal Commission on this and some other organizations to supply all of the materials needed for the beach cleanup. We're going to have goodie bags for any child that participates. So we're really looking forward to this.
I understand that this was a grant, so this is a one-time thing, but is there interest in repeating this on an annual basis?
We're certainly going to apply for the grant on an annual basis, yes.
Mm-hmm. But it's not feasible without the grant.
It's not. The books alone, they gave us $1,200, and that enabled us to purchase about 100 copies. Mm-hmm. And then the friends purchased the other copies. But this is a grant that's available every year, so we anticipate continuing to apply. And I have to say, the California Center for the Book was very enthusiastic about the slate of activities that we were able to provide. They felt it was very well-rounded, and they were particularly happy that we included children.
Mm-hmm. And when's the deadline for the grant every year?
It's in the summer. Another grant that we received is the Student Success Initiative Grant. This is to ensure that every child in Zone 4, which is the Goleta's Libraries Service District, gets a Goleta Valley Library card. We completed our first school, which was Goleta Valley Junior High. Our children's librarian visited each class at the junior high school, where she spoke about the library, its collections, how it can support the students in their homework and recreational needs, and she distributed their new library cards. I followed this up with a visit to the PTA during the same month that she gave the cards out to the kids, where I spoke to the parents about the children's library cards, upcoming children's events, homework support, and downloadable materials, as well as materials for the parents. Currently, El Camino, Dos Pueblos, and Mountain View Elementary Schools have library card applications that they're filling out, and so we're moving quite quickly with this grant, and we're hoping by the end of next year that all children in both public, private schools will have cards with Goleta Valley. We put extra money in one of our downloadable services because the Dos Pueblos teens are so excited that they will have access to these downloadables that we knew that we needed to budget extra money for next year for that. One of the big grants that we got was for Harwood Community Conversations. In the summer of 2018, we received a Harwood grant through the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation to gather data and assess the library service needs in the newly created zone, Library Zone 4, which includes the Isla Vista community, Hope Ranch, and goes up through Gaviota. It will soon include Buellton and Solvang. The Harwood Institute is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization that equips people, organizations, communities, and networks with the tools to bridge divides, build capacity, and tackle shared challenges. For the past 30 years, the Harwood Institute has enabled communities in all 50 U.S. states and in 40 countries to become a collective force for change. The Harwood approach is a well-known national tool for gathering data about the public's aspirations for its community. Using a set of 10 predetermined questions, staff facilitate conversations amongst community groups in order to discover the topics and concerns that are of primary interest in the community. If groups cannot gather together for a conversation, there are four questions called the community ask, which are used instead. By these two methods, staff gathers data across all segments of the community population, assesses which issues gather the most conversation, and then tries to affect change. The Goleta Valley Library is using its own version of the 10 Harwood questions to ascertain what the population in Library Zone 4 wants most from its library in order to better strategize its service planned in the near and far term. Goleta staff have pushed Isla Vista groups to the top of our Harwood conversation process and are planning conversations with the IV Elementary School PTA, the IV CSD board, segments from Married Student Housing, student groups from UCSB and SBCC, the local IV Latinx population, teens from the IV Teen Center, and any other group that we can get to participate. Staff will also use our bilingual community ask the four questions with IV Youth Projects After School Program families, IV Youth Project's food distribution families, and the IV Youth Project preschool program families. The staff at IV Youth Project has been extremely cooperative in working with us on this. By working with all of these groups, we expect to gather significant data on the public library needs for Isla Vista, especially from the underserved segments of the population who are typically hard to reach through traditional outreach methods. Staff has also been doing Harwood in other areas in Zone 4. We did an ask at the Goleta Valley Community Center and came away with some very interesting data. We did a full Harwood conversation at Mara Villa, and as a result, they invited me to come back in April and speak to their large group of residents about what services the library provides. Also, as a result, they have a van available to them, and they are now making a weekly trip to the library so that the residents who do not have access to a car can now come to the library on a weekly basis, and this was a great result. This is why Harwood is such a wonderful process. So we plan to continue gathering data through the end of this calendar year. That will give us enough time to speak with a wide, broad, a representative population for our zone, and will result in the production of a written assessment of the library service needs within Zone 4, including Isla Vista. The written assessment will include recommendations for enhancements to library services based on the community's needs and wants. We just did a conversation with the Goleta Chamber of Commerce ambassador group that was really excellent, and so I'll be going to their breakfast tomorrow and talking about a service that I think would be really helpful to their membership. So it is a great facility for us to gather data, but it's also a great way for us to get out information about the library to the groups that we're having the conversations with. Can I answer any questions on Harwood? Mm-hmm.
You noted that you had adapted the questions. I actually don't know what the original questions were, but I'm curious, what were the adaptions you were making for the Goleta area?
Everywhere where the original question used the word community, we inserted the word library. So when the first Harwood question is, what do you want for your community? We asked, what do you want for your library? And so we just adapted the questions with the help of our Harwood mentor, who's been doing this for 20, 30 years, and he has adapted these questions before for specific circumstances like ours. And so it's really working well.
You had noted that talks are ongoing with Isla Vista groups with respect to the Harwood questions. I'm wondering what the time frame on that might be. Like, will you expect to have any information by the county budget cycle?
I don't think that we will have sufficient information. The county is presenting their budget on April 17th, so no, we will not have enough information to be really comprehensive.
But is there a suggestion, potentially, we could put as a placeholder for, let's say, District 5 or District 3 to provide greater funding to that area? Or you know, overall larger funds apportioned for IV?
The county knows that we're going through this process, and there are other libraries that are going to be operating in deficits next year. We will not. So, however, Buellton and Solvang may be. So there are other county issues where I don't know that there's extra money available, but it's certainly an idea.
Thank you. Just noting that, you know, generally what is going to be absorbed with Buellton and Solvang is also in District 3. So,
right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another grant we got is an immigrant success grant. Our bilingual staff is making plans to reach out to the Latinx community with the help of laptops and personal Wi-Fi devices that we received via the grant. Staff will publicize a California-based website that's on our webpage, which helps people to learn English as well as pass the citizenship exam. And we're working, as a result of this grant, on getting any materials that we release at the library in English. We're working on having everything translated into Spanish from now on. Finally, a large grant that we received from California Adult Ed is for an intergenerational homework help program. We plan to begin the after-school homework help program for K through fifth graders. The date is a moving target, but we're hoping for mid-April. We're currently soliciting for tutors from the senior citizen population. There's a component of not just helping children, but also building up a mentor relationship between children and the elders in the community. So we are currently soliciting for tutors. Outreach. So let's start with Isla Vista. We've committed to doing a weekly satellite summer reading club in June and July, which will hopefully also serve the Parks and Recreation children, as well as the Isla Vista After School Homework Help students. We will be present at the monthly food distribution event, helping to keep the children entertained, dispersing information about library services, promoting the summer reading club, and also doing the Harwood Ask. Additionally, we've committed to regularly visiting the four classrooms at the IV preschool to provide story time. Our children's librarian will be doing that. We plan to install pop-up library devices at the teen center and at the community center when it is completed. I have other potential sites in mind, but I haven't had a chance to talk with the people at those sites to see whether they're interested or not yet. Also concerning Isla Vista, we've committed to have a table at their Care Expo. We're investigating the possibility of shuttle service between Isla Vista and the library, and of course we're using the Harwood tools for collecting data. The Friends of the Library,
So the pop-up library wireless devices, are those, I've forgotten the name, I'm so bad at names of all sorts of things. The device you had showed me at some point to the...
No, these are little Wi-Fi devices that plug in, and people can access downloadable books through the device without having a library card. They just access that wireless device and download a book, and then after they've been reading for a little while, a window will pop up and say, "You are enjoying this book courtesy of the Goleta Valley Library. Would you like more information about the library?" And they can say yes or no. And it's just a way of getting library service out there without a person needing to have a library card. It's also a way of getting the library out there. People, you know, finding this service may be interested in finding out what else we have to offer. So we're thinking of putting them in different areas, not just in Isla Vista, but around Goleta.
So is this a device where in order to read the book, they would have to be with the wireless device, or is this something?
No, they would download it to their device.
Their device, okay.
And they have it for 3 weeks.
I think then this was the device that you were telling me about before. And I actually have a question then for Lori. Is this something that you've found children use?
I couldn't say. Certainly our little ones would not be using that. You know, it remains to be seen whether our K through six kids will find this to be useful, but we, you know, we want to try all the things that there are to try at this point.
I'm excited in trying everything. Yeah. I just want to make it certain that, like, when discussions come up about whether this is sufficient or something like that,
yeah,
I just want to make
now my guess is
it.
That, you know, as you found that in that the DP kids, teens are downloading and using on their devices, we hope that little kids don't have devices. So it's really a question of whether their parents are using it, whether the downloadable content's available in Spanish, what the literacy level of our families are. I mean, there are a lot of questions but to consider. But there are more people in Isla Vista than just families, of course, as we know.
Right. We would never put one of these at, for example, the elementary school. It would not get used. But we find that teens are very interested in downloadables and adults. And the interest just keeps growing. We've had to invest more and more money mm-hmm. in our downloadables each year.
Once you install the device, how do users or potential users know it's there?
They give us software so that we can create posters that are fully customizable. And the great thing about the device is if we put one somewhere and it's not getting used, we can move it mm-hmm. elsewhere. So that's really wonderful. We can try it at different places and find out where it gets best usage. The Friends made the focus of their fall fundraising campaign purchasing new computers for the library, which was wonderful. They are working now on purchasing the computers for us. They raised enough funds to replace all of our public computers, so that will be great. And they will sponsor our summer reading club and all related summer programming, as they have done for many years. We're very, very grateful to our Friends.
What's the long-term computer goal?
Well, we would like to have a scheduled replacement plan, which we have not had up until now. So that's definitely something we need to do, and we need to replace the staff computers at some point. They're getting pretty old.
Are these new computers installed yet, or you mentioned it was a fall fundraising program, but are these still to come?
They're still to come. They haven't been purchased yet.
And do you have any plan for the staff computers?
We're talking to the Friends to see if possibly they could consider another fundraising campaign, but we're also talking with our computer technician about creating a plan.
What's the decision process between Macs and PCs?
We use PCs, and that is mostly because that is what works with all of our...
Okay. It's also cheaper.
Yeah, and it works with the software that we have for reserving computers and our print software, et cetera.
Thanks.
Ultimately, we would love to be able to circulate laptops or devices, tablets, but that's in the future. We had some great donations. I attended the Goleta Afternoon Rotary group, and they gave us $1,000 for children's books and $500 for computers. La Salitas, which is a subset of the Assistance League, gave us $5,000 for large print books. They've done this for many years. They're a wonderful organization. They also purchased a large number of children's books for us and will be providing us with two additional projects that I can't talk about quite yet, but they're continuing their great, great work for the Goleta Library. We're very grateful to Las Alitas. In addition to the services that we're bringing to Isla Vista, I wanted to mention Professor McGee, who is the UCSB History Associates, our contact, who has proposed a series of author talks to be held monthly at our library. We're very excited about this. The Friends tend to get very good attendance at their programs, which are generally presented by UCSB professors, so we're looking forward to this partnership. And then in partnership with the Santa Barbara Zoo, we're collecting old cell phones which contain a mineral which is causing the deforestation of gorilla habitat. So we have created a number of posters and we're advertising that on Facebook as well. We're getting a lot more, since July, we're getting many more requests for partnering. And almost weekly, and so that's a really wonderful result of being our own library. So, and we're taking everyone up on their requests, so it's great.
I was going to ask what your decision process is for those requests. I mean, at some point you're going to be maxed out, so yes. How do you think that you are going to manage that decision process of which partnerships to pursue and which ones not to?
Right now, most of them are requests for doing presentations about the library. So
you accept all those.
So as you, yes, as one thing that we've been finding as a result of the Harwood conversations is no matter how many posters we put up, no matter how much social media we do, we are not doing a good job of getting the word out about all of our services. So the more presentations that we can do to the more people and get the word out about all of our services, the better. And so I'm very willing to give as much of my time as necessary for that. I think it benefits everyone to do that. So, collection development, one of the reasons that I think our circulation went up so much is our city manager, Michelle Green, gave us an exceptionally healthy book budget this year and next year, I'm happy to say. And so we are able to purchase large quantities of high demand items. And so this not only means that our patrons who place holds get their items quicker than they ever have before, it also means that we're sending out holds to other libraries, balancing those scales, and it just is leading to increased circulation. One thing that the branch supervisor and I have been doing is running weekly lists of every hold that our Goleta Valley Library cardholders place. So that includes old books, old movies, books on CD, music CDs, and we're going through them title by title and assessing whether we should purchase them for our collection. So this enables us to do collection development and find the holes in our collection, because it's quite hard to, as you lose titles by attrition through items that patrons never return or items that are in such bad condition they end up getting withdrawn, sometimes you'll find that you no longer own a copy of a classic. But it's hard to know that unless you go look at the shelves, and we don't have the time for that. So this is really helping us with our collection development. And I think that's leading to the increase in circulation.
I'm curious what trends you're seeing, or you know, if you can give us an overview of what is popular, what people are looking for in terms of the materials.
They're looking for everything. I was looking for maybe the music CDs to start trending down because of streaming audio. We're one of the few libraries that still buys them, and they're very popular. Books on CD, very popular. People are still, I think, using them for their commutes. Fiction, nonfiction, children's is responsible for about a third of our circulation. Everything is popular, and people want the physical, and they want the downloadable. So it's it's a challenge to please everyone. And we have a very educated community with UCSB and SBCC students living in Isla Vista, so we have a lot of demand for literary fiction, popular fiction. Mysteries are very popular, science fiction very popular. There's not any collection that we can sort of say, well, we don't need to purchase in that genre, because every genre goes out at the library.
It's a good problem to have.
Really?
It's a great problem. It's a great problem. We have a very enthusiastic bunch of readers. I attended a student success initiative. That's the grant getting children their library cards. I attended a workshop in Corona. There were some great ideas there for publicizing the effort, for making the data entry easier, because as you might imagine, when you get 400 library card application sheets, it can be daunting. One thing that we hadn't thought of was, how do we catch the new students that start the school year in August for the schools that we've done this current school year? So we got some great ideas for that. And finally, we had the ribbon cutting for the Jake Boisel Room. It used to be our old story well pit in the back of the children's area, which was no longer feasible for story time. We get so many attendees. People were just sort of standing outside the room trying to hear the children's librarian as she did story time. So we had moved story time into our regular programming room, and this was just wasted space. So through the help of the Friends and the Boisel family, we were able to upgrade the space. It's a beautiful room now that's open. Contains part of our picture book collection and the children's Spanish collection, and it's named after Jake Boisel. And it's a wonderful space that's getting very widely used. We had a huge turnout at the ribbon cutting with the Boisel family there, and it was a very emotional day, very well attended, and really a wonderful tribute to a wonderful little boy. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I think we've concluded our agenda at this particular moment. So the next item is future agenda items.
In the future, there will be, a monthly budget report. We just couldn't get the formatting together in time for this meeting, but in the future, at every meeting, there will be a budget presentation.
Okay, thank you. Any other items from commissioners? Yes.
When the results of further Harwood discussions come back, will those be agendized?
We're creating a database, and so we want to wait until we have more conversations before we start reporting. I think ultimately the goal is to, once we finish the Isla Vista ones, we will create a sub-report for the Isla Vista conversations, and then we'll do a full report at the end of the calendar year for all of the Zone 4 conversations. And yes, I will report on that.
Thank you. Ms. Lopez, at this time, is it appropriate for Commissioner Goodman to make her announcement?
Yes, she can.
Thank you. So I wanted to share that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. That's a national effort. In this county, the activities are to wear blue for child abuse prevention. There's a pinwheel planting event to honor and remember children who have died due to child abuse. And just remember that the library is a place where children gather, and that every adult can be a safe person and should be working to foster positive and healthy relationships with children.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have anything further at this time?
I have nothing else.
Okay. I suppose we should adjourn the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all. I call the meeting to a close.
Glow means you'll appear, then darling, something happens to me in your arms when I feel you're trembling too. I can tell you've been caught in the spell that I am under. We gaze into each other's eyes in breathless wonder to see that when something happens to me, it happens to you. A strange kind of chemical change goes rushing through me. I know that mysterious glow means you'll appear. Then, darling, something happens to me in your arms when I feel you're trembling too. I can tell you've been caught in the spell that I am under. We gaze into each other's eyes in breathless wonder to see that when something happens to me, it happens to you. Unknown life.
heartaches. When you learn you must face them alone. So please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss the good life goodbye.
But I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, but I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, but I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil, the devil, devil and the deep blue sea.
Why can't I forget like I should? Heaven knows I would if I could. But I just can't keep you off my mind. Though you've gone and love was in vain, all around me you still remain. Wonder why fate should be so unkind. Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, and they all just recall memories of you. How I wish I happiest years that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do.
For someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand, I wanna hand the world to you. You seem to understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. Now I know a mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. To understand each foolish little scheme I'm scheming, dream I'm dreaming. Now I know a mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone